KNDY.
And good evening. Welcome from Marysville High School for high school basketball action here on KNDY. It is a girl-boy doubleheader as the Marysville Bulldogs will host Valley Heights as we just about get ready to get things going here. We'll go ahead and take a timeout, come back, take a look at your starters after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Family-owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
And welcome back. We're just about ready to get things underway. The starting lineups are just about to be announced. Let's go ahead and take a look at those. First, for the visiting Lady Mustangs of Valley Heights, we'll start 5'6 sophomore Kat Torber, 5'1 senior Kennedy Stevenson, 5'9 sophomore Maddie Vermitten, 5'9 junior Emma Torber, and 5'8 senior Sam Vermitten. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout for the national anthem. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
You make the right choices every day. Shouldn't you get credit for it? We think so. That's why we want to put you in the driver's seat when it comes to your auto insurance. Talk to your local team at Farm Bureau to learn about Drivology and see how your safe driving skills could help you save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Come see me, Brian Crott, at Farm Bureau in Marysville, Kansas, to learn more today.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is now your trailer superstore. Blue Valley's bought Rocking M Trailers, so now on top of Titan, Wilson, H&M, you have access to other brands like Travelon, Sharp, Hillsboro, and Hayliner. They can meet almost any demand that you have. Aluminum trailers, cargo, car haulers, dump trailers, enclosed, flatbed, horse trailers, livestock, skid loader trailers, new or used. Chances are they've got your next trailer on the lot. Stop by, see all the popular brands under one roof. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Great deals on the new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company include a 1500 model two-door four-wheel drive work truck and a 1500 model LT Z71 edition. They have one remaining 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
And welcome back. The national anthem has been played. We're announcing these starting lineups here on the floor. I gave you Valley Heights. Let's do that one more time. 5'6 sophomore Kat Torbert, 5'1 senior Kennedy Stevenson, Valley Vermitten, a 5'9 sophomore, 5'9 junior Emma Torbert, and 5'8 senior Sam Vermitten. For Marysville, it'll be 5'7 sophomore Eva Peschel, 5'10 junior Linda Franco, 5'8 junior Macy Raver, 6' sophomore Madison Runnebaum, and 5'8 junior Emily Gresson. Sammy Barnes is not suited up this evening. She's got an injury on her right foot. I heard some tendon issues, but they said out just the week, so she should be okay. We'll see if that plays anything here into this ball game. Of course, Sammy Parnell's a very big part of the Lady Bulldog basketball team, so it'll be interesting to see how, if at all, that will affect Marysville tonight as they match up against a pretty good Valley Heights team. They are 0-1 on the season, but they lost to a very good Riley County team on Friday. And I'm looking for my score, and I don't see where I put it. But they, I want to say it was like 9 or so is what they lost by, maybe even less than that. Marysville in their home whites, black numbers, red trim. Black jerseys for Valley Heights with blue numbers and white trim. Runnebaum for Marysville. We'll set to the center circle. Emma Thorberg. Or actually, that was Maddie Vermitten for Valley Heights. And the Lady Mustangs will control the tip. Kat Torbert with the ball near the top of the key. Over to Stevenson on the left wing. Stevenson, one dribble. Back to Emma. Emma Torbert. Now to Kat. Drives in the lane. Puts it up and in. The Valley Heights will get on the board first. They lead it 2-0. Linda Franke with the ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Drives over to the right side. Dumps it off. Along the sideline, Dressman with it, in trouble, flips it up, ball tipped. Marysville controls, Linda Franco with the ball, she'll kick it out over to the left side to Peschel for three, shot off the mark, no good, long rebound goes out of bounds, and it will be Valley Heights ball. Kat Torbert will get the inbound, she'll bring it up across midcourt for Valley Heights, just started the ball game, Lady Mustangs on top, 2-0. Kennedy Stevenson with the ball, right wing beyond the three-point line. Over to the left side to Kat Torbert. Back over to the right to Stevenson. In the corner now. They're going to go in the post, but it's knocked away by Runnebaum. It'll stay Valley Heights ball underneath their own basket. Nice pass into the paint, but it's knocked away. Linda Franco comes up with it for Marysville. Dressman. Back to Linda Franco near the mid-court M. Kicks it out over the right side to Peschel. Peschel drives near the block. Swings it over to Runnebaum. Runnebaum now to Dressman. Left side to Franco. It's tipped away, and she had it in that step with her left foot on the other side of the floor, so it'll be over and back. I think she thought she was okay because it was touched by Sam Vermitten. But she had it also, so she had one foot on one side and one foot on the other. Grace Lauer in the ballgame for Marysville. Stevenson with the ball up top to Madison Vermitten. Over to Kat Torbert, and it's knocked away. Runnebaum and Linda Franco both were right there. Long pass to Raver. Goes up, left-handed, good. We're tied at 2, 6:15 to play here in the first quarter. Stevenson to Kat Torbert near midcourt. She'll direct traffic, swings to the right side to Stevenson. She'll square up, guarded by Raver. Now to the left to Vermitten. Vermitten to Kat Torbert. She'll drive in the lane. Tries to carry it through in the lane, and then we'll have a jump ball here. And the possession arrow will go to Marysville. 5:58 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 2. Madison Runnebaum will inbound it. Full court pressure put on by Valley Heights. Inbound is tipped. Stevenson's there. Vermitten drives the block. Shot off the mark. No good. I think Runnebaum got a piece of it. Now we got a trap underneath. Marysville in trouble. Going to do something. Linda Franco gets it. And we're going to have a foul or a 10-second violation. Yep, it's going to be a foul on Sam Vermitten. That'll be her first. Inbound to Grace Flower, hands it off to Franco. Linda drives, kicks it to the left side to Raver, and it's swatted away by Katober. I think she got a piece of it. There wasn't a foul called until now, but after the shot. Emma Torber picks up her first, team second. Inbound to Franco, near the volleyball line. She'll dribble around to her left. And what do we got? The ref had his back to me. I think he called double dribble. We're tied at 2, 5.5 to play here in the first quarter. Katober with the ball at midcourt. Swings to the left side to Stevenson. And they back to Kat. Kat drives in the lane, and she kind of ran into a roadblock. She's going to be fouled, but there were two Marysville players right there in the paint. When she came around, there was nowhere to go. Call it on Grace Flower. That's her first. Inbound to Emma Torber. She'll take the quick shot. No good. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Marysville ball. Still tied at 2. 5:16 to play here in the first quarter. Inbound to Franco. Franco guarded by Emma Torber. Franco weaving away through. Brings up cross midcourt. Ball tipped. It's loose and going to have a carry called or a double dribble as Valley Heights was getting the steal. Emma Torber just couldn't quite get a grasp on the ball to dribble it down the court. And she almost intercepts this pass, and Valley Heights will get the ball, and we're going to have a foul here called. That's on Lauer. That's her second. She's going to come out. Dressman back in the ball game. Kat Torber with a ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes near the top of the key. Dribbles over to the right side. Sam Vermitten with it. Swings it back to Kat. Now to Stevenson on the left wing. Beyond the three-point line. Back to Torber. Kat Torber looking in. She'll pull up for three at the top. Back of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. And Kat tries to save it. Valley Heights will remain with possession. Hold on the right side to Vermitten. She'll drive, and Maddie Vermitten is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. I believe that's on Raver. It's on Dressman. That's her first. Vermitten at the line. First shot is good. Emma Youngberg checks into the ball game. Emma Torber out. Maddie Vermitten, 5'9 sophomore. Second free throw on the way. High arcing shot is good. Valley Heights on top, 4-2. Full court pressure put on. Maddie Vermitten guarding the inbound, knocks it away. It'll stay Marysville ball. Dressman will now inbound it this time. Inbound to Franco. Valley Heights kind of pulls back on the pressure. Franco brings it all the way across the floor to the right side to Paschal. Paschal going to have a foul here. It went back to Linda Franco. Sam Vermitten, that's her second. Emma Torber back into the ballgame. Sam Vermitten goes out. Got to lob it up. Over now, Linda Franco with the ball, drives underneath the basket. She kind of got jammed up. Ronnebaum, though, picks it up over to Paschal. Paschal back into Ronnebaum, in the paint, back of the rim, bouncing around. Ball to Mark, no good. Valley Heights will get the rebound. Kat Torber with the ball, brings up cross midcourt. She'll drive, get a little bump at the free throw line, and it will be a foul called on Paschal. Oh, Lake Paschal intended the foul. She just kind of was there. Lainey Schaefer into the ballgame for Marysville. Valley Heights will inbound it. Going into Sam or Maddie Vermitten. She lost. She put the ball on the floor and it rolled off her foot and out of bounds. 4:03 to go here in the first quarter. 4-2. Marysville trails Valley Hunt. We'll inbound it to Schaefer. Schaefer now to Franco. Franco has the ball taken away by Maddie Vermitten and then loses the handle on the ball. Linda Franco comes right back with it. She's trying to grab a hold of the ball. She just couldn't quite get possession to be able to dribble it. It's going to go out of bounds, and Valley Heights will get it right back. I don't know if you would say this is a defensively intensive ball game or a offensively sloppy ball game. Maybe a little bit of mixture of both as of right now. That total little ball on the right side to Maddie Vermitten going inside. The ball tipped by Drasman, and Marysville's going to get it, but a steal taken by Maddie Vermitten. She'll drive the lane off the side of the backboard and goes out of bounds. It'll be Marysville ball. 3:29 to go in the first quarter. Valley Heights on top, 4-2. And nice job by Kat Torberg. She knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbound play. It'll stay Marysville ball. Valley Heights, very tight defense on the inbound. Drassman gets it into Rotobaum, and it goes off of her and out of bounds. Emma Torberg got a piece of it. I think she knocked it off of Rotobaum's shoulder. And Valley Heights will get the ball back. Kat Torberg will inbound it right in front of the Marysville bench. Inbound to Maddie Vermitten, swings to Kennedy Stevenson, left side to Kat Torberg, beyond the three-point line, dribble penetrates to the free throw line, over to Emma Torberg for three, and it is good. Emma Torberg for three, 7-2, Valley Heights with the lead with 3:10 to play here in the first quarter. Going inside to Rotobaum, but it's knocked away. Valley Heights comes back with the steal. Emma Torberg is going to be fouled in the lane. They're going to say it's on the floor, no shooting. Son Peschel and head coach Amy Rendier takes a timeout. We'll take one as well. 7-2, Valley Heights on top. You're listening to high school basketball at KNDY.
At the beginning of every crop year, you get only one chance to get it right. Start your season off with a seed you can trust. Plant DeKalb AstroGrow. They have a full range of products that have proven themselves year after year. Parker Seed can provide the right seed for your environmental conditions. There's no room for error. Call Parker Seed to start your season off right. When you call Todd Parker, he'll put his knowledge and experience to work to help you make the right choices. Call today, 562-6687. That's 562-6687.
3:01 to go here in the first quarter. Valley Heights on top, 7-2. Is Marysville, or no, it's Valley Heights ball. Kat Torberg will inbound it on the baseline, looking. Gets it to Kennedy Stevenson, going right back to Kat Torberg, drives and puts it up from the right side. Linda Franco got a piece of it. And Kat Torberg was able to keep with possession and get the ball up off the glass. Linda Franco bringing the ball up the floor. She's got some room all the way in the lane, goes up too hard. And we're going to have a foul here. Is that going to be on the shot or after? Some on Emma Youngberg, and nope, that's going to put Linda Franco at the line to shoot two. Free throw is up and good. 2:46 to play in the first quarter. Marysville trails it 9-3. Franco with another opportunity here. It is up and rolls off the back of the rim. No good. Youngberg will track down the rebound. She'll get it to Kennedy Stevenson. On the left side of the timeline, now she'll bring it across. Over to Maddie Vermitten, beyond the three-point line, back up to Stevenson, over to Torberg, on the right side for three, side of the rim, no good. Kennedy Stevenson, one of the smallest players on the floor, came in and got a piece of the rebound, but not able to control it down, and she passed it over, and it goes out of bounds, and Marysville gets it back. Drassman will inbound it on the far sideline, gets it into Raver. Raver splits the defenders, and then Kat Torberg's just going to take it right from her. Torberg, Franco, 1-1 in the lane, and Linda tries to take the charge, but she's going to be called for the foul. That could have been scary there. She got knocked down, and Torberg dang near stepped on her. Team 6 foul. Kat Torberg at the line with 4 points. 2:19 to go in the first quarter. First shot is up and good. 10-3, Valley Heights with the lead. Dorver with five. Back of the rim, no good. She gets a handle on the rebound, a fight for it. Linda Franco's going to come down with it. Cross court over to Dressman. Dressman back to Linda Franco at midcourt. She'll drive to the right side. Over to Runnebaum up top to Schaefer. Schaefer's pass tipped as she was going down low with it. And Emma Torber takes it coast to coast, lays it up and in. Emma Torber with five. Marysville trails 12-3. Linda Franco the ball near the top of the key. She'll drive. Nice pass. Saw Madison Runnebaum all alone. Linda Franco with the nice pass. And Runnebaum with the 2 points. 12-5. Valley Heights with the lead. Kat Torber now over to Stevenson. Kennedy on the left side. Emma Torber in the corner to Emma Youngberg. She'll drive. And we'll have a foul here along the baseline. So Emma Youngberg will go to the line. Dressman picks up her second. Emma Youngberg, 5'10", sophomore at the line, shooting two. First one high, arcing shot, one of the rim, no good. Sam Vermitten back into the ballgame for Valley Heights. Kennedy Stevenson will catch a breather. Youngberg, free throw is good. 13-5, Marysville with the ball. They trail it with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. Braver, left wing, cross-court pass to Dressman. Now to Runnebaum, long, two, and it is good. 13-7, Marysville cutting into that Valley Heights lead with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Going into Youngberg on the block, turn around, back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, Runnebaum snags it, now over to Schaefer. Schaefer quickly up the floor to Raver. Raver, three ball, left side, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Emma Torber. She's off to the races, dumps it off to Sam Vermitten. She can't handle it. She'll knock it backwards. It'll go out of bounds. And Marysville will get it back. Pass was just a little off the mark. Dressman will inbound it in front of her own bench. Pressure put on by Valley Heights. Gets it to Runnebaum. Runnebaum right back to Dressman. I don't think she expected it coming her way. Brings it up across midcourt. Out of the Raver. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. 13-7. Valley Heights with the lead. Runnebaum just inside the three-point line. Has it knocked out of her hands, and Valley Heights will come up with it. Maddie Vermitten up the floor. Blows over the left side to Kat Torber. She'll spot up for three on the left, and it is good. She's got eight of Valley Heights' 16 points here in the first quarter. Linda Franco with the ball over to Schaefer, and that's going to wind down the first quarter. They're going to shut off. No. At the end of the first, Valley Heights leads it 16-7. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Kat Torber leads all scorers at the end of 8 minutes with 8 points. Madison Runnebaum leads the way for Marysville with four. Sam Vermitten on the far sideline at midcourt. Will inbound it to Kat Torver. She'll walk it up across midcourt, directing traffic. Over the right side to Vermitten. Maddie Vermitten with the ball now to Sam near the top. Over to Kat Torver. Back to the left side to Sam Vermitten. And lob it to the free throw line. Drive, shot off the mark, no good. Rebound and put back by Emma Torver. She's got 7. 18-7. Valley Heights with the lead. Schaefer's got some room to the hoop. She'll go off, and she is fouled. It's either going to be a Youngerberg or Sam Vermitten. Or Kat Torver. I was wrong. Lady Schaefer at the line. She'll be shooting 2. We're 29 seconds into the second quarter. Free throw is up. Back of the rim bounces up. No good. Five-six sophomore will get a second opportunity here. It is up, and she'll hit it. 10-point lead for Valley Heights with the ball. They'll bring it up across midcourt. Maddie Vermitten out of Kat Torver. She'll back it up near midcourt. Dribbles to her right, picks it up. Over to Maddie Vermitten beyond the three-point line. Going in the paint. We're going to have a traveling call here on Sam Vermitten. She went up and came back down with it. Inbound to Schaefer, and Youngerberg trying to rip it away. She's going to be called for the foul. It'll be her second. Team 6, so no shooting. Next one. Rodebaum inbounds it to Raver. Raver along the sideline, bringing the ball up the floor. Nice pass over the right side to Ashlyn Price. Shot is off the mark and rebounded by Kat Torver. Torver up the floor now for the Lady Mustangs. Swings it up top, three-point shot. Back of the rim for Maddie Vermitten. No good. And I look down at my scorebook and I see a whistle. So we'll have to wait for the BBTV instant replay to show me what happened on that. Because I did not see it. Kennedy Stevenson back in the ball game, and yes, this game will be rebroadcast on BBTV. Emily Dressman back into the ball game, and Linda Franco also checking back in for the Lady Bulldogs. Sam Vermitten right in front of the Marysville bench will inbound it. Nice pump fake, shot no good. Rebounded by Kat Torver. Fight for it. Still Sam Vermitten now ends up with the ball. She'll put it up in and good. 20-8. Marysville trails it. Miniman with the ball. She'll pass it. She'll get it right back, and then she is fouled by, according to the look on her face, Kennedy Stevenson. Nope. Yep, it is on her. It's her first. McKenna Miniman at the line. It's a 1-1. High arcing shot. Rims in and out. No good. Sam Vermitten with a rebound. Valley Heights pushing the ball up the floor to Stevenson on the wing for 3. Shot no good. Rebounded underneath. Linda Franco with the ball. 6:25 to play here in the half. Valley Heights leads it 20-8. And we're going to have a traveling call here. Valley Heights will get it back. Like I said, Valley Heights 0-1. They lost to Riley County. Marysville 1-1. They defeated Axel and then fell to Sabatha last Friday, 53-50. Kat Torver with the ball. She's going to dribble, penetrate to the baseline, kicks it out. Over to Emma Torver for 3, shot no good. Kennedy Stevenson gets the rebound, little floater, in and out, no good. Dressman will get the board. She's tied up, has it knocked out of her hands. Shot up, no good. Emma Torver not able to put it in, and Marysville we'll get it up over to Schaefer. She'll push it up across midcourt. Ball tipped out of her hand. She'll get it back. Now to Linda Franco. Franco over to the right side. Dribble penetrates, and Sam Vermitten's going to foul her. That'll be her third, according to my book, so she'll probably sit for the rest of the half. Return to the And as I say that, head coach Jordan Brockman for Violet Heights is not taking anyone to the scores table. Proves how much I know, or how little I know, is probably the better way to put it. Franco's free throw on the 1-1 is good. Don't forget, game scores and updates twice each hour on game nights after the ball game on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show. I'll have that for you later this evening. Kennedy Stevenson with the ball to the right side to Kat Torber. Torber drives in the corner, kicks it out. Back to Stevenson. She'll spot up for three. Back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Torber has it. Emma goes up. Shot no good. Rebound tipped. It's loose. Sam Vermitten gets a piece of it over to Stevenson. Now to Kat Torber. Torber directing traffic. Picks up her dribble. Right side to Maddie Vermitten. Valley Heights will take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 20-10. Valley Heights will lead. 5:09 to go in the half. You'll listen to high school basketball on KNDY.
The Warehouse in Waterville is a Twin Valley thrift shop, with all proceeds benefiting local residents of Twin Valley Developmental Services. Stop by and browse the items on display, including used furniture and appliances. The Twin Valley Thrift Shop, the Warehouse in Waterville, is also accepting donations of good, clean merchandise. For pickup, call Stacy at 363-2490 or drop off at the Warehouse in Waterville.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
5:09 to go here in the second quarter. Valley Heights on top, 20-10. Sam Vermitten will inbound it to Kennedy Stevenson. Back to the right side to Vermitten. Going in the post to Emma Torber. She'll turn, puts it up, and goes. She's got 9, 22-10. Marysville trails it. They've got the ball. Dressman. She'll push it up cross midcourt. Here comes the trap. Melinda Franco gets it cross court. Now over to Peschel. Peschel. Back to Dressman now. Dressman lobs it underneath. Nice pass. Peschel not able to put it up. There's a little bit of contact there. Nothing called. Vermitten quickly down the floor to Kat Torber. Torber in the paint. Back out to Stevenson. Now back to Torber. Torber back to Stevenson at midcourt. Torber left wing beyond the three-point line. Dribble penetrates. Bounce pass going into the paint to Emma Torber. She'll turn around a little floater. Shot no good. Actually, that was Maddie Vermitten. Linda Franco with a rebound, quickly up the floor to Dressman along the sideline, picks up her dribble, gets it into Franco, ball tipped away, she saves it, she'll get it right back after Miniman gave it to her. Franco shot off the mark, no good, long pass, I'm not real sure who had or who it was going to, but Peschel gets it, but then kind of curls around and she steps on the other side, so over and back will be called. Running ball back into the ballgame for Marysville. 3:57 left to play here in the second quarter. Valley Heights on top, 22-10. Kat Torber with it near midcourt. Over to the right side to Sam Vermitten. Going into the post to Emma Torber. She'll pivot left, goes in right, shot no good. Stevenson with the high arcing three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Sam Vermitten. It's knocked out of her hands. Loose ball on the floor. Jump ball. And the possession will go to Marysville. Vermitten. Baseball pass to Linda Franco. Franco drives in the lane. The shot was contested. It's loose. And Peschel was kind of knocked down, but she did a great job of keeping her pivot foot, so she's not called for the travel. She'll get it back now to Dressman. Dressman, long two, shot back of the rim, gets her own rebound, and she is fouled on the putback attempt. I believe that was on Emma Torber. And it is. It's her second. Emily Dressman at the line. She'll be shooting two. Free throw up and good. Grace Lauer comes in for Marysville. Emily Youngenberg in for Valley Heights. Dressman, another opportunity on the way. It is up and good. 22-12, Valley Heights with a lead. And with the ball, 3:18 to go here in the half. Kat Tolbert, she'll jog it up across midcourt to the right side, over to Stevenson. Back over to Torver, but it's knocked and taken away by Linda Franco. Franco now over to Lauer. Lauer drive, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Youngenberg. Youngenberg, her pass is intercepted by Linda Franco. And it's gone. Franco was fouled by Youngenberg. It'll be her third, and Linda Franco with her first field goal of the ball game. She's got three free throws, and she's looking to go for four free throws. She'll go to line for the three-point play. Ashlyn Price checking in for Marysville. Macy Raber will come in, but she's coming in for Franco. 3 minutes to play here in the half. Franco's shot is up, back of the rim, no good. Rotobon with a rebound, and her putback attempt is no good. Youngenberg with the rebound. She'll push it up across midcourt. Kat Torver with it near the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side to Stevenson. Stevenson going down low, but Rotobon is going to foul Torver reaching in. That's her first. Eighth foul from Marysville, so it's a one-on-one situation. Raber now comes in, Linda Franco out. Torver with nine. Free throw is up. Rims in and out, no good. Rotobon with a rebound. Samberman trying to knock it out of her hand. Lauer with it, crosses midcourt, bounce pass a little low. It's going to go out of bounds. Was it touched by Valley Heights? It was not. .234 to go here in the half. 22-14. Marysville trails it. Kat Torver, she'll jog it up across midcourt to the left side to Stevenson, back to Torver. Torver to the free throw line on the right side. Shot front ended. No good. Rebounded by Macy Raver. She's going to drive all the way in the lane. In and out, no good. Youngenberg gets the rebound. Kat Torver with it. Looks over. Coach Brachman gets the call. Comes around the left side. Spins in the lane. Little layup is no good. She'll be fouled on the finger roll. Ashley Price picks up her first. It's the team's ninth, but Torver was shooting, so she'll get two. First one, no good. Linda Franco back into the ballgame for Marysville with 2:01 to go here in the half. 22-14. Valley Heights with the lead. Free throw, no good. Rebound is going to go off of Lauer and out of bounds. So Valley Heights will get it right back. Torver along the baseline will inbound it. Lob it up to Sam Vermitten just inside the free throw line. Shot short. Rebound tip. She'll get it back. Bounce pass to Youngenberg. She'll take the three-point shot on the left side. No good. Torver's right there for the rebound and putback. That's no good. We're going to have a foul here. Looks like it's going to go against Valley Heights. It's on Kat Torver. It's her second. Now in the double bonus. Madison Rotobaum's first free throw. Bang of the rim, no good. The 6-foot sophomore getting the starting nod tonight over Sammy Barnes, who was injured. Bang of the rim, no good. Rebound, Youngenberg. Kat Torver now with the ball. 1:40 to go here in the half. 22-14, Holly Heights would lead. Stevenson with the ball on the right wing. She'll dribble to her left. Hands it off over to Emma Tolbert. Skip past the left side to Sam Vermitten. Into Youngerberg. Back to Vermitten for three on the wing. Shot bounces up. No good. Rebounded by Runnebaum. Runnebaum clears it out. Now to Franco. Franco crosses midcourt. Drives to the right side. Ball tipped away by Sam Vermitten. Runnebaum, nice save by Madison Runnebaum. Franco all alone for three on the wing. Shot no good, but I believe it went off of them. And Torber and out of bounds, yes. McKenna Miniman into the ball game for Marysville. Ashlyn Price goes out. And we're going to have a foul here as Runnebaum was fouled on the inbound, putting up the shot. Youngerberg now with four fouls with 1:08 to go here in the second. Runnebaum's free throw, good. So Youngerberg will come out and I'm wondering how he's got a big presence down there in the post, and Runnebaum will hit the second one. As Valley Heights kind of likes to rely on a little bit. Got Torber the ball. She may not play much in the third. Got Torber for three. Shot off the mark. Rebound fight on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession will go to Valley Heights. 54.6 seconds left to play here in the half. Inbound, Kat Torber. She'll spot up for three, and she'll hit it. That's her first point of the second quarter. She's got 11. She had 8 in the first. Raver the ball, left wing, into Linda Franco, back to Raver. Going underneath the Runnebaum. Passes a little too high. It's going to go out of bounds. Kat Torber hits the inbound. She'll jog it up across midcourt. Left side to Vermitten. Vermitten, one dribble, looking into Torber. Emma shot off the mark, no good. Rebounded underneath. She'll get it back. Shot, that one's no good. Franco gets the rebound. Miniman now with the ball. Lobs it to Raver. Raver in the paint. Shot off the mark, no good. Fights with a rebound. Lauer has it. Her shot, no good. Kennedy Stevenson with it with 8 seconds to play in the half. Stevenson kicks it out. Now we're to Kat Torber. Torber drives. Long two. Shot off the mark. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Valley Heights leads it 25-16. We'll take a timeout. Come back. Take a look at your stats after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
We have the deals you're looking for at RX Drug this holiday season. Stop on by for family-friendly service, and while you're in, check out our great deals on everything from daily home needs to your favorite holiday treats. And if you're looking for great holiday gifts as well, with fair sale pricing, we have so much to choose from, including gifts for children and adults of all ages. With all our fantastic holiday prices and our family-friendly service, why wouldn't you stop in? Join RX Drug, downtown Marysville, for your home and holiday shopping needs.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Ho, 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 ho. Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. A $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents! Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow. Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
And we're at the half. Valley Heights leads Marysville 25-16. Let's take a look at your scoring stats here first for the visitors. Valley Heights, they're led by Kat Torber with 11 points, Emma Torber with 9, followed by Sam Vermitten and Maddie Vermitten with 2, and Emma Youngenberg with 1 point. For Marysville, they're led by Madison Rodebaum with 6 points, followed by Linda Franco with 5, Macy Raver and Emily Dressman with 2 points apiece, and Lady Schaefer has 1. Valley Heights led it 16-7 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams scored a 9 in the second. We're 25-16 here at the half. Of course, this is the first of 2 ball games for you here on KNDY, as the boys game will follow this one. Foul trouble, really, the only one that's in foul trouble is Emma Youngenberg. She's got 4 for Valley Heights. Actually, Sam Vermitten at 3, Kat Torber 2, Emma Torber with 2, and Kennedy Stevenson with 1. For Marysville, no concern there. Special Lauer and Dressman with 2, and then Linda Franco, Ashlyn Price, and Madison Runnebaum with 1 foul each. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. Come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball, KNDY.
Finding the perfect gift for the men in your life isn't easy, but Hometown Lumber and Hardware has so many ideas to match any budget for your grandpa, dad, son, husband, boyfriend, brother, friend, and so on. Big Green Eggs and grilling accessories or Blackstone grills for the cookout kings. DeWalt and Milwaukee tools for those handymen on your list. And don't forget to pick up a few gift certificates for their stockings. Make their Christmas merry and bright at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Titan Trailer Manufacturing of Waterville offers a full line of horse and livestock trailers, flatbed trailers, utility trailers, dump trailers, stock trailers, cargo trailers, and custom trailers. Are you sensing a theme here? Trailers. If you need it, they have it. Not only do they have it, Titan Trailers are a higher standard of quality manufactured in Waterville. You're pulling the best with a Titan Trailer. Log on to TitanTrailer.com and find a dealer near you and see for yourself.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Professional, knowledgeable, courteous, caring, and kind. That's what customers say about Prairie Valley Vet Clinic in Blue Rapids. Compassionate and courteous with reasonable prices. Rely on Dr. Musil, Munson, and Dion for care and treatment of all animals, big or small. From animal health to pet foods, boarding and grooming services, Prairie Valley's worth the drive when you expect the utmost in care and concern in the treatment of your livestock or pets. From large to small, we love them all. Call on Drs. Musil, Munson, and Dion at the Prairie Valley Vet Clinic in Blue Rapids. Find them on Facebook and see what others say.
At Galloway Uyghurs in Brinegar, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brinegar, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're at the half of our doubleheader in the first game. Lady Bulldogs of Marysville and the Lady Mustangs of Valley Heights. Valley Heights leads it 25-16 here at the half. It was 16-7 Valley Heights at the end of the first quarter. Both teams scoring 9 in the second. Your halftime score here, 25-16. Well, there's 2 minutes left on the halftime clock, and neither team is on the floor. Now here comes Marysville. Valley Heights, I don't see them, and now here they come. They're taking every fresh fit they can there in the locker room. Again, it's the first of two ball games for you this evening. The boys' game will follow this one. This game is going to be rebroadcast on BVTV. Be sure to check that out. Also, don't forget, you can hear what the coaches have to say each week on the Coach's Corner following evening sports around 5:20. We do two a day, Monday through Friday. We're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout, come back, get you ready for quarter number three. After this, you're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents!
Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
For over a century, we've specialized in serving the financial needs of the entire ag community. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're just about ready to get things underway here in the second half. It will be Marysville ball to start it. 25-16, Valley Heights with the lead. They'll guard the inbound. Pressman gets it in to Linda Franco. Franco just got some room to the hoop. Little floater in the lane. Rattles in and good. Franco with 7 points. She gets the scoring started off for Marysville here in quarter number three. Right side with a ball for Valley Heights. Sam Vermin. Now to Maddie Vermin. She'll drive to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. No good. Run a bomb with a rebound. Peschel with it. She'll cross midcourt. Lobs it over to Franco. Franco drives. Tries to sneak through two defenders. She'll lose the handle on the ball and go out of bounds. Some Valley Heights fans wanted a traveling call. They're right in front of me here. Kat Dorver with the ball. She'll jog it up cross midcourt, calling out the play. Over to the left side to Maddie Vermitten. Out of Stevenson near the sidelines. One dribble and got a foul away from the ball here. According to Macy, it's going to be on Raver. That's her first, team's first of the half. lobs it up to Emma Torber. They're going to go into Vermitten. Shot off the glass and good for Maddie Vermitten with 4 points. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She had two free throws in the first quarter. Linda Frankel with the ball, top of the key for three. Side of the rim, no good. Peschel fighting for the rebound with Stevenson. It's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it stays Marysville's ball. Frankel will inbound it right in front of her own bench. Allow it to run a ball, but then it's taken out in midair by Emma Torber. Kent Torber now with the ball for Valley Heights, guarded by Frankel. Along the sideline to Sam Vermitten. Vermitten bounce pass into the paint. Shot rolls in and good for Emma Torber. She's got 11. Quickly down the floor, Raver with a ball. A little run of bomb now to Franco. Franco back to Raver on the left wing. Going to the cutter, run of bomb near the block. She'll put the ball on the floor, put the ball up in the air. Shot off the mark, no good. Torber with a ball. Quickly up. Sam Vermitten, she'll drive baseline, kicks it back out to Kat Torber, one dribble, now to Sam Vermitten, over to Maddie, Maddie Vermitten to Stevenson, Kennedy dribbles to the right, skip pass, down low, nice pass into Emma Torber, she can't put the ball in the hoop, Raver coming back the other way, Marys a little ball, over, run a ball now, Peschel, one dribble, picks it up, in trouble, has the ball knocked out of her hands. I think we're going to have a foul called here on Kennedy Stevenson, and we are. It's her second. Linda Franco on the baseline. Runnebaum gets it. Miniman. Raver will go to the right side, back to Runnebaum beyond the three-point line. She'll pass it to Peschel. She'll go right back to her, and then she's going to be fouled by Maddie Vermitten. That's her first. Franco will inbound it. Going to lob it to Raver. Raver going right back to Linda. In the paint, shot off the mark, no good. Peschel's there to pick it up and put it in. She's got two. Valley Heights lead now just 9, 29-20. Maddie Vermitten going inside to Emma Torber. Here we got a whistle. Runnebaum picks up her second foul. No shooting. Gets it in to Kat Torber. She'll bring it up near the top of the key. Passes to her left to Vermitten, going down low, knocked away by Runnebaum. Linda Franco comes up with the loose ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Drives the right side to Runnebaum, now left to Raver. Raver kicks it out to Miniman. Miniman to Franco, and she's called for the travel. .446 to play here in the third quarter. Valley Heights with a lead, 29-20. Kat Torber with it. She'll go to the top of the key, left side to Maddie Vermitten beyond the three-point line. Actually, that's Sam Vermitten. She'll dribble to the free throw line, dumps it off. In the lane, nice turnaround move by Emma Torber. Out to Kat for three, that's good. She's got 14 points, 32-20. Valley Heights with the lead. Runnebaum with the long two, and she'll hit that one. She's got 8 points. That's her first field goal since the first quarter. She had free throws in the second. Kat Torber with a ball over to Stevenson beyond the three-point line on the right wing. Now she'll drive, and she's going to be fouled by Raver. Emma Youngerberg with four fouls. Looks like she's going to check back into the ballgame. Raver picks up her second. Schaefer and who else did I see came in? Grace Lauer in for Marysville. Valley Heights will inbound it to Stevenson. Kennedy out to Torber for three at the top, and she'll hit it. That's her fourth free ball of the ball game. 35-22. Marysville trails it. Paschal into Ronabaum. She is fouled. It won't fall, but I believe that's on Emma Youngeberg, and she's heading to the bench. She's going to foul out. So she fouls out with 1 point. And Madison Ronabaum will go to the line. She'll be shooting two. Free throw is up and good. She's got nine. And the six-foot sophomore, second shot is up and bounces off the back of the rim. No good. Emma Torber with the rebound. Kat Torber now with the ball for Valley Heights. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. 35-23. Lady Mustangs with the lead. Maddie Vermin to the left side to Sam. Lobs it underneath. Nice move by Emma Torber. She was a little too far underneath the basket, so she dribbled backwards. And loose ball on the floor. Valley Heights has it. Going to Sam Vermin. Drives the lane. Puts it up and in. 3:10 to go here in the third. Valley Heights leads it 39-23. Ronabaum will get the ball, and the timeout is taken. 39-23. Valley Heights will lead. 3:04 to go in the third. You listen to high school basketball on KNDY.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Deus Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
3:04 to go here in the third quarter. Valley Heights on top, 39-23. It is Marysville ball on the far sideline. Inbounds a Ronabaum. Ronabaum, she'll drive. Ooh, nice pass into Paschal, but it was tipped away. She had the right idea, just needed to get it maybe a half a second sooner. It'll stay Marysville ball, though. Paschal inbound it near the corner. And lob it to Ronabaum on the block. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Emma Torber. Quickly up the floor. She's going to drive. Kicks it out to Kat Torber. Now to Sam Vermitten. Dumps it off. Down low. Shot good for Emma Torber. She's got 15. Nice pass. Quickly down the floor to Eva Paschal. Marysville responds. And we got a whistle here. What? I looked down on my scorebook. I didn't see. And she stepped on the line. Maybe we'll see that on BBTV on the instant replay, see if they have instant impact replay, I guess. Coleman Younger started. I don't know. I think that was probably, I think I saw it caught the tail end of the official making that movement. Dressville with a shot, no good. Paschal with a rebound, her shot, no good. Sam Vermitten is going to get it, and then she's going to be fouled by Dressman. And that'll be her third. Linda Franco back into the ballgame for Marysville. .228 to go here in the third, 41-25. Valley Heights with the lead. Sam Vermitten will inbound it. Lobs it to Maddie Vermitten. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Here comes a trap. Franco on the guard. Out over to Kat Torber. She'll back it up near the center circle. Comes to the right side to Emma Torber. Beyond the three-point line. Dribble penetrates. Goes up. Shot no good. And actually, that's Sam Vermitten. And she is going to be fouled. believe that's on Lauer. That's her third. Sam Vermitten with 4 points at the line, shooting two. First one is up. Back of the rim, no good. Madison Runnelbaum back into the ballgame for Marysville. And the second free throw, no good. So Vermitten misses a ball. Marysville quickly down the floor, and Sam is going to get the steal off the off pass. Kat Torber for three on the wing, and it is good. Kat Torber on fire from beyond the arc. That's her fifth three ball. Runnelbaum ball. Nice little 8-foot jumper, and good. 1:40 to play here in the third. 44-27, Valley Heights with the lead. Sam Vermitt with the ball, left wing, going to Kat Torber to the block. Nothing there. Back out to Sam Vermitt. Shot no good. Rebound tip loose and picked up by Lauer. Linda Franco with the ball. She'll cross midcourt. Has the ball tipped away. Keeps with the dribble. Goes up. Shot no good. Contested shot. Maybe a little bit of contact. Kat Torber brings up cross midcourt. Right side. On the three-point line. Dribble penetrates. Back to the left. Nice play there by Peschel. She'll tip it away. It goes out of bounds. But good hustle there by Eva. Raver back into the ball game for Marysville. Just inside a minute to play. Kat Torber had a piece of it. I think Peschel knocked it as well. Wanamaker with the ball on the right wing. She'll dribble penetrate into the lane. Out over to Maddie Vermitten. She'll drive to the paint. Dumps it off underneath to Emma Torber. She'll be fouled. It's on Lauer. That's her fourth. Torber at the line, shooting two. First one up, and good. She's got 16 points now. Dressman back into the ballgame for Marysville. Shot is up, and back of the rim, no good. Schaefer up the floor for Marysville, 45-27, Valley Heights with the lead. Runnelbaum with the ball in the corner, now over to Peschel. Peschel shot off the mark, but I think it was knocked out of bounds by Torber. It'll stay Marysville ball with 31 seconds to go in the third. Peschel will inbound it, they'll lob it to Schaefer. Schaefer dumps it back off to Peschel. Shot no good. Rebounded by Emma Torber. Now to Wanamaker up the floor. Wanamaker dribbles to her right. Now to Kat Torber. Center circle. 15 seconds of play here in the quarter. I would assume they're going to go for the final shot of the third. Sam Vermitten underneath to Kat Torber. Back out. Over to Maddie Vermitten. She'll drive the lane off the glass and good. And no shot up at the buzzer. At the end of three, Valley Heights leads it 47-27. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community.
Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
8 more minutes back up on the clock, and we go to quarter number 4. Valley Heights leads at 47-27. Lady Mustangs will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Kat Toro with the ball. She'll drive to the right side. Samberman beyond the 3-point line. Dribble penetrates all the way to the hoop. Stops at the block. Puts it up and good. She's got 6. Marysville down the floor. Lose the handle. Samberman quickly down the floor. Over to Kat Tormer. She thought about a 3 and kind of stutter steps, and she's called for the travel. Candy Y, proud partner with BBTV, airing a replay of tonight's ball game. Catch all the action on the local access channel from Blue Valley. Not as corny as Colvin Younger. Marysville has the ball taken away. Maddie Vermitten quickly down the floor and lays it up in and good. Yes, I know I'm probably going to catch grief for making that comment. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay Marysville ball. Shane Burke into the ball game now for Valley Heights. Emma Torber will take a seat. Rona Baum, long 2, rattles in and good. She's got 13. 6:50 to go here in the ball game. Just started the fourth quarter. Kat Torber with the ball over the left side to Wanamaker. Out to the right to Merck. Back up top to Wanamaker. Swings to the left side to Vermitten. Vermitten dribble penetrates, goes to the hoop. And we're going to have a foul here. I believe it's going to be on the floor on Drassman. He's got to put a forearm on her back. Yeah, no shot. That's the 7th foul, so it's a 1-1. Maddie Vermitten with 8 points. We'll go to the line. Like I said, just a 7th foul, so it's just a 1-1. Free throw is up. Bam, we're going to have a lane violation. She missed it anyway, so it didn't matter. Ashlyn Price checking back in for Marysville. 6:32 to play here in the fourth, 51-29. Valley Heights with the lead. Miniman with the ball over to Raver. Raver back to Miniman. Back to Raver on the right side. She'll spot up for 3. Side of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Kat Torber comes down to 4 Valley Heights. And what do we got here? We got a traveling call here on Kat Torber. Kennedy Stevenson will check back into the ball game. Kat Torber will go out. Miniman with left side to Peschel. Peschel up top to Raver. Raver, nice pass to Drassman. Drassman was going down low, but it's tipped and taken away. But Marysville's going to get it right back on the loose ball. And a foul's going to be called here on Sam Vermitten. No shooting. That's her 4th. Raver inbounds at 2. Miniman. Over the right side to Peschel. Peschel bounce pass to Drassman. Long 2 on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebounded by Valley Heights. Maddie Vermitten up the floor. She'll cross midcourt. Kennedy Stevenson now with the ball near the center circle. Dribbles to her right. Passes now to Wanamaker. On the right wing beyond the 3-point line. Maddie Vermitten now with the ball over to Stevenson. And Peschel is going to steal that pass. Takes it all the way in and good. Peschel with 6 points. Boy, she read that one perfectly. Got the steal, took it down, and got the bucket. 51-31, Valley Heights with the lead. 5:13 left to play here in the fourth. We'll get a turnover here, a traveling call. Taya Smith in the game for Valley Heights. carries the little ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Miniman with the pass to the right side. Peschel now with it. She'll come around the left to Raver. Raver going in to Price. Back to Raver. Out of the high post to Dressman. Out to Raver for three on the wing. Back of the rim, no good. Wanamaker with a rebound. Hey, Wanamaker, the 5'8 senior, or 5'5 senior, with the ball. Now to the high post. Ball tipped away. Peschel comes up with it. Peschel off to the races. She's going to drive. Lays it up and in. Good. She's got eight. 51-33. Marysville trails it. Valley Heights with the ball. And Kennedy Stevenson's going to pass it to Maddie Vermitten. She's going to be fouled. Price will pick up her second. Vermitten with 6 points, she'll go to the line. She's 0-for-2 from the charity stripe. High arcing shot, back of the rim, no good. Dressman with a rebound. Miniman. Law pass to Lauer, and a little off the mark, goes out of bounds. 4:21 to go here in the ballgame. 51-33, Valley Heights with the lead. Tolliver brings it up, cross midcourt, goes to the high post. She'll get it right back. Kennedy Stevenson there, thought about a three. Now she'll dribble, penetrate, gets a little bump from Miniman. And Stevenson will go to the line. She'll be shooting two. McKenna Miniman is her first free or foul. And the first free throw by Kennedy Stevenson is good. So the 5-1 senior gets in the scorebook. Shot is up, rolls around, and falls in. 53-33, Valley Heights with the lead. Marysville with the ball. Peschel lobs it, goes down low. Back to Peschel. Peschel drives in the paint, dumps it to Price, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball here. Looks like it's going to go against, well, there is no foul. Not, is there a three-second violation? I don't know what happened. Three-second violation? Peschel, she'll get the steal. Boy, Eva, she's got to turn it on here in the fourth quarter. Left side. One dribble, picks it up. Going down low to Dressman. Now to Lauer. Lauer, little floater in lane. She is fouled. It won't fall, but she'll go to line to shoot two. Hey, Smith will pick up her first. And Grace Lauer go to the line. She'll be shooting two. Free throw is up, and she'll hit it. The 5'7 senior will get another opportunity. And she'll hit that one as well. 3:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights leads it 53-35. Lady Mustangs with the ball. They're going to dribble, penetrate to the lane. Tara Smith not able to complete that play. Miniman with it. Left side to Lauer. Lauer dribbles near the baseline. Brings it back up over to the left. Going down low to Dressman. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded Valley Heights with 3:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Quickly up the floor. The left side to Stevenson along the baseline. She'll dribble, penetrate to the block. Puts it up off the side of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Dressman comes. Actually, no, that was Ashlyn Price will get the rebound. And then she is going to be fouled. That's going to be on Maddie Vermin. That's her second. Team 6, no shooting yet. 2:53 to play here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights on top, 53-35. Lauer will inbound it on the far sideline. Gets it in to McKenna. Miniman brings it right back over to Lauer. Lauer near the volleyball line. Lost the handle on the dribble. Now there's a fight for the ball. Loose ball, jump ball. And Marysville will keep with possession. A Schaefer back in. At midcourt, Laney will get the inbound. Gets a pick from McKenna. Picks up her dribble. Lobs it. Ball tipped and taken away by Shea Merck for Valley Heights. Quickly up the floor. And we're going to have a whistle here. It'll stay Valley Heights ball with 2:31 to play here in the fourth quarter. Kat Torber with it. Drives in the corner. Lobs it up over to Emma Torber. Back out to Kat for three for the rim. No good. Rebounded underneath. And Lauer just comes in and rips it away. It'll be a jump ball in the possession. It'll be with Valley Heights. Jordan Wheeler checking in for Marysville. Valley Heights will inbound it underneath their own basket. They'll lob it up to Emma Torber. Out of Stevenson. Dribble penetrates. Floater. Shot. No good. Merck with a rebound and put back attempt. That's no good. And Marysville clears it out, bringing the ball up the floor. Just inside 2 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Taylor Meyer with it. And she's called for the travel. Sam Harden and Macy Parker and Abigail Steinfort in for Valley Heights. .53-35, Valley Heights with the lead and with the ball. Pass to the high post. Back out over the wing. Dribble penetrates into the corner. Three ball right side. Shot off the mark. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll stay Valley Heights ball. Inbound in the corner to Macy Parker. Parker, bounce pass to the right side. Dribble penetrates near the high post. Back out. Steinfort with the ball. She'll drive near the sideline. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it back out over to Harden. Harden now to Shea Merck. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it is going to be Marysville ball. .114 to play here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights on top, 53-35. Lady Bulldogs with the ball. Dribble penetrates into the corner. Back out over the left side. Three-point shot off the mark. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. And we're going to have a jump ball call. Then possession will go to Marysville. Lobs it to Dressman on the high post. She'll turn, kicks it out to the left side. Three-point shot off the glass for Taylor Meyer. I wonder if she called that. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Marysville ball. 46 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights on top, 53-38. Meyer with it. Right side to Jordan Wheeler. Wheeler's pass is going to be intercepted by Parker. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Dribble penetration and layup and bucket by Taya Smith. With 22 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. There is a little ball near the top of the key for three. Shot front of the rim. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. And we'll have a jump ball. The possession will go to Valley Heights. Abigail Steinfort. She'll bring the ball up the floor over to the left side. Smith with the ball. Lost that skewy to the end of the ball game. Valley Heights wins it 55-38. We're going to take a timeout. Come back with more after this.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is now your trailer superstore. Blue Valley has bought Rockingham Trailers, so now on top of Titan, Wilson, H&M, you have access to other brands like Travelon, Sharp, Hillsboro, and Hayliner. They can meet almost any demand that you have. Aluminum trailers, cargo, car haulers, dump trailers, enclosed, flatbed, horse trailers, livestock, skid loader trailers, new or used. Chances are they've got your next trailer on the lot. Stop by, see all the popular brands under one roof. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the beginning of every crop year, you get only one chance to get it right. Start your season off with a seed you can trust, Plant DeKalb AstroGrow. They have a full range of products that have proven themselves year after year. Parker Seed can provide the right seed for your environmental conditions. There's no room for error. Call Parker Seed to start your season off right. When you call Todd Parker, he'll put his knowledge and experience to work to help you make the right choices. Call today, 562-6687. That's 562-6687.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Valley Heights wins it 55-38. Let's take a look at your scoring stats here. Leading all scorers was Kat Torber with 20 points, followed by Emma Torber with 16, followed by Maddie Vermitten with 8, Sam Vermitten with 6, Taya Smith with 2, Kennedy Stevenson with 2, and Emma Youngerberg with 1. Madison Runnebaum led the way for Marysville with 13 points, followed by Eva Petchel with 8, Linda Franco 7, Taylor Meyer with 3, and then Emily Dressman, Macy Raver, and Grace Lauer with 2 points each, and Lady Schaefer with 1. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. Come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
The Warehouse in Waterville is a Twin Valley thrift shop, with all proceeds benefiting local residents of Twin Valley Developmental Services. Stop by and browse the items on display, including used furniture and appliances. The Twin Valley Thrift Shop, the Warehouse in Waterville, is also accepting donations of good, clean merchandise. For pickup, call Stacy at 363-2490 or drop off at the Warehouse in Waterville.
The stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but what's going in them? Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has doodads, doohickeys, thingamajigs, whatchamacallits, and what's-its for everyone. Like black squirrel coffee, candles, candies, lotions, lip balms, mugs, keychains, hats and gloves, sports gear, toys, and all manner of thingamabobs to go in those stockings at Reflections Hallmark.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents!
Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbride, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Napa know-how!
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Bannister can help you get to a better state. He'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, see John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're in between our girls and boys game. Just tuned in. Valley Heights won the first one. They defeated Marysville 55-38. It is the boys' turn coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to take a timeout. We'll take a look at your starters, and we'll speak with both coaches here in just a little bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.